coming up on episode number 336. Yeah, I've been gone for a couple days. I apologize for that. So we're coming back with what I usually do on a Sunday night. It's the All Request Show. We've got some trivia and your requests coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's June 26th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you your requests, stuff that you've emailed me or called in and said you wanted to hear. Before we get to requests, a couple things. First off, I want to apologize for an accidental slip-up with my posting program. I put a Not Lame show up. I recorded a Not Lame show yesterday, and while I record the show, I actually do the show notes while the songs are playing. And I left it open on my my posting program, which is a program called Ecto, which automatically will you know, I can do the formatting and stuff like that in it. While I had that open, I was manipulating around the order of the shows I do, and it got bumped into the Coverville feed. So you got a bonus unplanned episode of the Not Lame podcast in Coverville. I apologize for the inconvenience. It definitely wasn't intentional. I had a couple emails with people saying, hey, you trying to do some cross promotion here? Also, one other thing I wanted to mention, it got brought to my attention by someone posting on the website today that I might not be making it very apparent that there is not just an AAC feed to the show, but an MP3 feed as well. So if you're not using iTunes, if you're not using an iPod, and you want to subscribe to Coverville, any number of podcast receivers out there will take an MP3 feed. Every podcast receiver out there will take an MP3 feed. I do have an MP3 feed. It's right there on the site. It's an XML link right there. But more important than anything else, if you're trying to subscribe to Coverville and you're not able to, or you're not able to figure it out, please just send me an email at coverville@gmail.com. I will be happy to help. And though people may be freaking out thinking I'm inviting tons of email, you know what? If it helps you get the show, you want to be a subscriber and you're not sure how to do it, I am absolutely 100% happy to help you subscribe to the show. That said, let's get to the music. Our first track is a Weezer cover. Not a lot of Weezer covers. Buddy Holly's had a couple people do a cover of it. But this is the first time I've seen Say It Ain't So getting covered. And here from the 2007, brand new 2007 album, I Will, by Mozella. It's a non-album track, and it's a cover of Weezer's Say It Ain't So.
Say it ain't so, your drug is a heart. Hello, Brian. This is Jone Nyborg reaching you from the city of Kristiansand in Norway. I've been a devoted listener of Coverville the last couple of years, and you're still by far my favorite podcast. My message comes with a request. I would love to hear Rosie Thomas from Seattle perform REM's song, The One I Love. Keep up the good work, Brian.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I left behind. A simple thought to occupy my mind. This one goes out to
Rosie Thomas with The One I Love from her 2006 album, These Friends of Mine. Of course, a cover of REM that's going out to Jona in Norway. Before that, we heard Say It Ain't So, a Weezer track covered there by Mozella from the album I Will. And that was a request by Hannah, who suggested that actually just a couple of days ago. I heard it, and there's some tracks for me that stand out, or not stand out, but I mean they just jump to the surface so quickly for me that I have to make them the first song of the show just to kind of set the mood. That is Say It Ain't So by Mozella. Well, begin to mix it up here a little bit, do things a little bit differently, because I'm recording this a little bit later than usual, and Tina's got to go to bed because she's got to work tomorrow. So instead of doing this at the end of the show, I'm going to throw the musical challenge, or musically challenged, into the middle of the show.
Yep. I'm not good when I don't have a lot, you know, when I don't have enough sleep.
It's not that you're not good. You're just not friendly when you don't have a lot of sleep.
I wouldn't say not friendly.
I would say not friendly.
Really? I might get a little cranky.
Just a little bit. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. You're not as bad as I'm making it sound.
Exactly.
Anything you want to say before we jump into that?
No.
Nothing about customer service? And
My goodness.
No. I'm not getting you started.
Yeah. Yeah, it took... Just so people understand, we went out to dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. It took 30 minutes on a Tuesday night from when we ordered to when we actually finally got food. And how long did it take to get like actual beverages? I mean, it was like 20, 25 minutes.
Probably closer to 15, but still 15 is ridiculous.
It was crazy.
Yeah. But this isn't the show where they talk about bad customer service problems.
True. Okay.
That's Len and Nora.
Okay. Well, am so with them.
And fishbrick.com. All right, let's go to, great, one of my favorites, Anna Burke with the iQuiz challenge. You know, before we get into the iQuiz, I do want to say her 50th show is next week.
No way.
Anna Burke's 50th show.
Aw.
So congratulations, Anna. I'll record something special and send it over to you to include in your show. But thank you so much for everything you do for Coverville. And I'm being really, really nice because I'm hoping it's going to make it easier for me to answer your trivia questions. So without any further ado, let's get into the iQuiz edition, the music iQuiz edition of Musically Challenged.
Well, g'day there, Brian. G'day, Tina. It's Anna here from the Music iQuiz podcast. How are you guys doing?
Real good, Anna. And you?
Excellent.
Good.
Well, on the last Musically Challenged I did for you, we found out that Tina was a big fan of AC/DC. So I couldn't resist putting together this little quiz for you, Tina, to test out your AC/DC knowledge. Or as we like to call them here in Australia, Akadaka. Feel free to use that as well, you guys. So what I'm going to do is play you the opening riffs to 5 Akadaka songs. And all you need to do is name them. Good luck.
Question one.
That's Back in Black.
Very good.
I get stumped on AC/DC at times.
Question two.
Shoot, I don't know I don't know. I can't think of it. Sorry.
Oh.
I know.
I believe it's Dirty Deeds Done Dirt
Cheap. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or is that TNT? It might have been TNT. No, I'm going to say it's Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. All right.
Question three.
Oh.
No, the other was TNT.
Yeah,
this is Dirty Deeds.
This is Dirty Deeds, yes.
Question four. I have no idea.
I can't think of that one. Holy cow, what is that?
I don't know. I mean, I like AC/DC. But I don't know a lot of, I have my favorites and that's what I know.
Do you want to try Kreskening the last one?
What?
Like guessing what the last one is before you even hear a note of it. That's a Kresken.
Oh. Back in Black.
She started with Black.
Oh, shoot. She did, didn't she? I don't know.
I'm going to put my guess on this piece of paper. Right here. But I'm not sure.
She had all night long? Or what is that? Wait.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Is that what you're guessing?
That's what I'm guessing.
Okay, me too.
All right, let's see.
Question five.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Good job, Anna. So 3 that I'm really sure of, 1 that I'm pretty sure of, and then 1 that we
I don't know, yeah.
Couldn't nail. All right.
And by the way, Tina, I'm wondering where this love of AC/DC comes from. That might be an interesting story to tell all of us Coverville listeners. Okay, so
my brother.
The answers as well.
I was forced to listen
and this
to
is question 1.
AC/DC.
Back in Black. And This was question two. This featured the vocals of the late Bon Scott. It's called It's a Long Way to the Top.
Oh, if you want to rock and roll. Yes.
Another little joke here in Australia we like to call this song. It's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll.
Whoops, not TNT.
I tell you, folks, it's harder than it looks. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
I've got a great cover of that by the Wiggles that I'll have to put on the show sometime.
Oh, I'm sure it's a great one.
This was question three, and the title to this one is Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And question four, it is Thunderstruck.
Wow, it didn't connect this one at all.
And finally, question five, it is You Shook Me All Night Long. I hope that brought back some memories for everyone. And you can check out my podcast on the iTunes Music Store. Just do a search for Music Eye Quiz and you should find me there. Take care, you guys, and we'll see you next time with another Musically Challenged.
Thanks, Anna.
See ya.
Bye.
Very cool. Yeah, make sure, like I said, she's got her 50th episode coming up next week, so I'm sure she's got something really cool lined up for that. She actually had the episode I just listened to today was accounting, like it was a number quiz, so each of the songs was related to the numbers 1 through 20, and she went up like that, so it was really cool.
That's fun.
Yes, very fun. All right, well, thank you, Tina, for joining us for that. Let's get back to the regular music. Do you have... I'm sorry, I cut you off right there.
I have nothing to say.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Have a good night. All right. Let's get back to the music here. Had a request for the Mighty Lemon Drops and their cover of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black. Let's go ahead and jump into that while I try and remember or try and find the email of the person that requested it. Here's the Mighty Lemon Drops with Paint It Black.
I see a red door and I have it painted black.
summer clothes. I had to turn my head until my darkness closed.
Living for the City, originally, oh man, one of my favorite songs by Stevie Wonder. They're performed by the Dirt Bombs from their 2001 release Ultra Glide in Black that is going out to Ludwig in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Wow, we gotta let, it's an international show tonight. Wanted to hear that one. The Dirt Bombs from Ultra Glide in Black. I said that already. Before that, you heard Painted Black by the Mighty Lemon Drops, and I still can't find the email from the person who requested that. So I apologize. I wonder if it was on... Oh, you know what? It might have been in the forums. Okay, well, we'll look for that later. Real quick, I wanted to play this.
Hello, Brian. This is Wayne in North Carolina from Chapel Hill. The mystery track you played was Oxygen by Jean-Michel Jarre, and it was actually Oxygen Part 4. Now, as for periodic number, well, considering that it's not oxygen, but oxygen, there actually is no periodic number. But if I'm correct, I believe the atomic number for that is 8. So keep doing a great job. I love your podcast, and I keep listening every week. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, thank you, Wayne, also for sending in that email. Yes, that was the mystery track I played. Unfortunately, though, Wayne, yours wasn't one of the names I drew. You did actually send an email as well, so I did add that to the hat to pull it out of. Congratulations going out to Mark C. He didn't say where he was from, as well as Paul from Snohomish, Washington. At the very beginning of June, I played a mystery track from the Deviations Project. Excellent CD, and asked you to identify the original. As he said, it was Jean-Michel Jarre with Oxygen Part 4, or Oxygen Part 4. And yeah, I was looking for oxygen. I said it was, you know, derived from the name of the title. And indeed, the atomic number of oxygen is 8. So congratulations going out to Mark and Paul. I will get emails out to you guys to find out your information to send out your prizes. In the next couple episodes, might be the very next show, I've got a couple of prize packs from Aerial Publicity for that brand new Les Zeppelin release. It's a prize pack. You get a CD, a t-shirt, and I think an autographed picture of the band. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's a picture of the band. It might be autographed. But if you like that Les Zeppelin interview, then you'll want to stick around for one of the next couple shows. I'll have a trivia question or something and give those away. So I am, you know, trying to get prizes going. I kind of like that aspect of doing what I do. Oh, yeah, that sounded really lame, doing what I do. Let's get on to the next song and the next request here. This comes from Terrell. I think Terrell from Granbury in Texas. He wanted to hear the Cornbread Red version of Van Halen's Panama. You'll find that on the Strummin' with the Devil, which was a great bluegrass version, bluegrass album compilation of a bunch of Van Halen songs, even featured David Lee Roth on vocals on a couple of them. This is Panama, though, and it's by Cornbread Red.
Citizen, zero discipline. Don't you know she's coming home with me? You lose her in the turn. I'll get her. Panama, 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 Panama. Her shining machine, got the feel for the wheel, keep the moving parts clean. Hot shoe, burning down the avenue, got an on-ramp coming through my bedroom. Don't you know she's coming home with me? You'll lose her in the turn. I'll get her. Bye.
yeah, we're running just a little bit hot tonight. She's blinding, I'm flying, right behind the rear view mirror now. Got the feeling, power steering, pistons popping, ain't no stopping now. Panama, 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 Panama.
Closing out the show with a beautiful rendition of an old standard. I think Chris Connor was the first person to perform that, although Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, you name it, they performed that. That's Blame It on My Youth, performed there by the Holly Cole Trio. That is a request by John from Corpus Christi, Texas. I love the way he describes this. And actually, he's saying the way James Taylor would describe it. He says, this song will make your roof leak. That's Blame It on My Youth from the 1993 album Don't Smoke in Bed from the Holly Cole Trio. Before that, you heard Panama, the bluegrass version there, guitar picking bluegrass version. That is from the Strummin' with the Devil, the music of Van Halen, covered in kind of a bluegrass style. Performed there by Cornbread Red. And that is going to do it for tonight's show. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions, please send me an email, coverville@gmail.com. That's G-M-A-I-L. You can also call me or call the request line recording at 206-222-COVER. It's free if you call from Seattle. Or you can post a message in the forums or on the weblog at coverville.com. Thanks again for listening to the show. I really do appreciate your listenership. I appreciate you listening. And thanks for all your requests and your emails and all of your comments about the show. It really does mean a lot to me. We'll be back on Thursday night with another edition of the show. Probably a cover story of some sort. Who knows? It'll be a surprise to me, too. Until then, this is Brian Abitz saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.